Now, to get back to what we were previously talking about, we have, therefore, two principles. We have a principle of Buddhahood, out of time, in the dimension of eternity. And we have a principle of Bodhisattvahood in the dimension of time. One, the principle of Buddhahood, eternity, is transcendent. The other, the principle of Bodhisattvahood in time, the principle of growth, evolution, development, is immanent. The one, the first, represents perfection, eternally complete, eternally achieved. The other represents perfection everlastingly in process of achievement in the world order through the evolutionary process. And the two are discontinuous. The one does not lead into the other. They are discontinuous, discrete. Now the question which arises is, can we leave them like this? Is this the last word that can be said on the subject? That here you've got Buddha, there you've got Bodhisattva, there you've got eternity, there you've got time. Discontinuous, discrete. Is this the last word that can be said on the subject? Well, certainly not according to the Mahayana, and especially not according to the Tantra. There's no question, though, of merging one into the other. The solution isn't as easy as that. It isn't saying, well, time is illusory, merge it in eternity, or eternity is illusory, merge it in time. No, there they both are, irreducibly there. Buddhahood, Bodhisattvahood, eternity, time. They can't be merged, the one in the other. So it isn't a question of doing that. Rather, according to the Mahayana, and again, especially according to the Tantra, it's a question of realizing both of them simultaneously. In other words, realizing Buddha and Bodhisattva simultaneously, eternity and time simultaneously. Seeing everything as eternally achieved, and at the same time, eternally in process of achievement. Seeing that these two do not contradict each other. One may say, one has to see that everything moves, but nothing moves. Sometimes one may have that feeling, that sensation, one is moving. One is walking, perhaps, even running, but nothing moves. The two are there, both, in a sense, contradictory. Movement, but no movement. But they're both there, one can deny neither of them. In the same way, one may say, the Buddha sits eternally beneath the Bodhi tree. The Buddha has always sat beneath the Bodhi tree and always will sit. At the same time, the Bodhisattva is eternally practicing the paramitas, the perfections, life after life, to infinity, and that these two, Buddha and Bodhisattva, represent different aspects of one, one might even say the same, reality. And it's the realization of this, the realization of Buddha together with Bodhisattva, eternity together with time, no movement together with movement. It's the realization of this that constitutes the arising of the absolute bodhicitta. Though at the same time, there's no question of arising.